Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to the 90 Show podcast. If you want to download this and all the other podcasts on the Death Squad Network, go to iTunes and type in Death Squad and hit subscribe. Don't forget, deathsquad.tv has all the video components to all the different episodes and all the links to all the guests. And you could also donate. On the top and the bottom, there's a button that says donate. Any donations will go towards this show and the cost of the show, bandwidth, studio equipment and all that stuff. And we really appreciate it if you guys help us out. Thank you very much. And now here's the Naughty Show.
All right, welcome to the Naughty Show podcast with DJ Sleepy Pants over here, rocking and rolling.
Wait, DJ Sleepy Pants and Negative Nancy.
Yeah, we're going to get him going.
Right out the gate.
Naughty Show people, you know, so we're mixing it up a little bit. I'm sitting in this special guest seat because we have the lovely and talented penthouse pet, Jaden Cole, here today, everybody. Yay. Very sexy, very symmetrical face. And she's sitting next to...
smells great.
I do.
What's that mean? What are you even talking about? You're talking about like the eyes distance and her
yeah,
face?
Yeah, it's symmetrical.
Her face is perfect.
Like, you ever see babies?
You
can tell when babies are going to be cute, when they're going to be attracted, because they have symmetrical faces.
Right.
And then you have those weird ones.
That was
me.
I look like I was punched as a baby. Like, my whole face, like, shifts one way.
It's so weird, because you still look like you got punched.
You got the Irish charm.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And we got, she's sitting next to Captain Saggy Diaper Pants over there. He's going, well, if you don't know, Tebow's going a little rough time, having lady problems.
Money problems, lady problems.
Just problems in general.
Yeah, so we decided to sit the lovely JC next to him.
Who smells lovely, by the way.
Yeah.
This Ustream is not in smell-o-vision, but if it was.
Describe it. Is it vanilla?
What's your scent right now? What's your signature scent?
It's called The One by Dolce & Gabbana. Mm.
Bam.
Fancy pants.
Bam.
This is the nicest
up
this
your
room.
Local department store
this
now.
Room usually smells like weed and blackout casts, but it's a little lovelier today.
So right now Tebow's going through some serious heartbreak. You ever had your heart broken, JC?
Oh, for sure, man. I'm here for you, buddy.
Mm. Yeah.
We're going to turn that frown upside
down. I'll be fine.
Red Band, you've had your heart broken. It'll all work out.
He's still hoping it's going to work out.
I know. He's holding on to it.
Right?
I think it will. I really do. I'm very hopeful.
I'm hopeful, too. I'm really hoping it's going to happen for all of our sakes. Because he's right now crashing in my living room, and I want to come out with brain spatter all over my back wall.
I slept in Tripoli's kitchen last night.
Slept in my kitchen, jerking off in my fucking living room. Probably to one of your movies.
I call that doing the dishes.
Nice.
Very nice.
The last girl to dump me, it was a while ago. It was I went and watched Lord of the Rings, and I was crying the whole time during the movie. And everyone's like, "This movie's good, but it's not that good. Why is this guy crying?" It's like, "Well, he really loves these books." And I was like, "Oh, it's so hard."
Go ahead.
I love that you're grabbing the liquor. Please shoot.
I know, right?
Go for it.
It's noon.
Yeah, it is.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. No, I was going to say, I like that you snuck into a Lord of the Rings movie just to hide,
Oh, yeah.
Just for a dark place to
Plus,
cry.
Plus, it's a three-hour movie, too.
Yeah, and I could just like bawl my eyes out. There's nothing guys can do.
I would just like to say officially for the record, I haven't been dumped, everybody. I'm just going through a rough patch. We're still together and working shit out, but it's dicey, right?
I'm just saying you're losing on the judges' cards right now. I'm not saying that's totally against. No, you're not, Tebow. See, we can't do this. You can't become a fucking saggy diaper, bro.
Look, we got a beautiful woman in the room. We right into my problems. It's hard for me to be like
people
optimistic
hear,
while
man.
You're talking about me beating off in your kitchen this morning.
This is the song that that's Teeb right now.
Isn't that Mr. Belvedere?
When did this become vaudeville?
I know. Isn't that the Mr. Belvedere theme song?
Yeah.
All right. Enough about Tebow's women problems. We don't have any women problems.
I didn't want to bring it up.
We have a hot chick in the room.
Yeah.
And she's so cool. Like, Jaden, you were the first of the ladies in the business to contact me to do the show, and I was so excited. I'm like, wow, they're coming to hit us up to do the show.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you're really
sure.
cool right out the gate, and I'm so glad you could do this. And
yeah.
You know, you're a Penthouse Pet.
Woohoo.
Which we were talking about recently. Like, I like right. Penthouse Pets more than
As
Playmates.
As opposed to the Playmates, sure. right. Yeah. Well, you know, they don't spread. If a girl's not going to spread in a magazine.
Yeah.
Wasting my time.
Yeah.
How does that still exist?
It's crazy.
Like, why would you?
It's a genre that's dying for sure.
It has to
Absolutely.
Die.
Has
yeah.
To
it's done. I mean, we all have webcams now. Like, if honestly.
Do you have your own web show?
No, I don't, but I'm starting my website, which will have many live shows.
Oh, that's great.
I chose my webmaster because the first time we did a live show, I came over to his studio, and he had, like, a bowler hat and a cane and, like, one eyelash.
Mr.
And
Fuji,
he goes,
one eyelash.
Was this Clockwork Orange?
No. He goes, would you be down to do, like, a little Clockwork Orange tribute masturbation slash?
Oh.
I was like, yes.
Wow.
That's so hot.
We did that, and then we set up a whole Vietnamese, like, war syndrome, and we did, like, a Full Metal Jacket tribute the next one.
Really?
So I was like, you and I are just...
So you like to masturbate on acid. Is that what you're telling me?
Did he call it a Clockwork Pink?
A cumwork orange.
Oh. Oh.
Cumwork orange.
So
that is great.
You grew up in the hotbed of adult film stars, Ventura, and you made
yeah.
the long drive to Hollywood. Did you grow up wanting to be an adult film star? Or did you?
Not necessarily. I grew up kind of performing, like dancing.
Yeah.
Like doing real dance.
Yeah,
like
you have a dancer's body.
No, not quite.
Jazz?
Tappity tap is just a different. Yeah, like jazz, ballet, and hip hop.
Were you good at it?
I was good enough, you know. I got a job working at Disney World. I would be one of their dancers. And so I worked there for a few years when I was 17, 18. Moved back out here because mm-hmm. I always wanted to come back out here.
Right.
There's no place like SoCal.
Yeah.
But then when I came back out here, I started modeling. I kind of did Playboy thinking, I'll do that.
And, yeah.
You know, that's all I wanted to do. I was going to school.
You wanted working. To be a playmate. That was the goal.
No.
What was
I
the goal?
I wanted to be.
Just have fun?
Yeah.
Quick little cash, look sexy, and move on?
Absolutely.
Right.
Is it?
Fun time.
Is it hard to start is it hard to get naked in front of a camera? Is that like natural? Did that take
no.
a couple moments? You're like, I'm just being me.
I'm just going to drop this. Hope everybody likes what you see.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I don't know. It wasn't that hard. It's not hard in front of a camera. It's hard in front of people.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, sometimes because I don't really get off on like exhibitionism.
Right.
I'm just kind of like.
What's your thing?
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll
try to get a good product like behind the camera. But, you know, if you're around, I'm just kind of like.
What is your thing? What do you got? What's your thing? What do you like to do? What's your. Like, do you do classy porn or you do like that gorilla crazy fun shit? Like, what do you do?
I drink my own pee.
Oh,
no, I'm
really?
Just kidding. Oh, I'm just kidding.
God.
Come
I almost,
omelet. Come
you almost
omelet.
Got a marriage
Come
proposal.
Omelet.
Come omelet.
Oh, I was going to say, I was hosting Playboy Radio's Night Calls last week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had a guest by the name of Nikki Blue who. Was like 20-year-old girl and a couple months ago she was a virgin, right? Had never been penetrated below the waist.
Uh-huh.
And so for her first
that,
time,
where'd she get it above the waist? The
mouth,
right?
Brother,
I don't
mouth.
Know. Like in her maybe the titty fucking.
Tits,
yeah.
tits and mouth.
But anyway, she decides to lose her virginity. This is how the scene was booked. It's a live webcam show for 1 hour.
Oh, I think
this
I heard about
first
this.
First time. Yes, I told you about this earlier. Did you hear?
No,
about
I
this
think
too?
I heard about it. Yeah.
Okay, so. She books it as three dudes. Fuck her in the ass first.
Hold on. This is her first sexual experience.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, apparently they do
something
with
the hymen. How do
you go
all in on that?
And could you imagine?
With their videotape, like the hymen breaking.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That could have been really bad. It could have been like 3 seconds long. She's like, ow, no, stop. That hurts.
Where did they shoot that? In like a TSA security thing?
Pretty
where they
much.
Got to, that's so weird.
That was crazy.
So three guys boned right in the ass.
Right. And then they take their turn on her badge.
Wow.
Well,
that's what she said. And she was very confident. You know, when you have a guest like that, you're like looking at your information, like, what's going on? But then she was very confident in her decision.
These
very
young
confident.
Girls coming into the game, not afraid, right?
Right.
Wow. Had she already, she hadn't done it yet when she did the radio show with you?
Right, right. Wow. No, she had done it.
Oh, she already did.
Yeah.
She just did.
She was,
what'd she say? Like how, she's like, well, it was all right.
She was kind of like, yeah, I loved it. It really turns me on. This is what I've always wanted to do. I love showing everybody. I was just like,
but why is she a virgin so for so long? That's so weird. It's like, it you think she would have given it up earlier.
She was kind of saying, she's like, well, I grew up in like Tennessee and I just wasn't really attracted to any of those guys.
Those hillbillies.
That's understandable.
That those means Appalachian dudes.
That means I like black guys and there were none around that I could get away with bumming. That's what that means. That's when you want bang black guys and not have to worry about your trailer getting burnt down. You come to the West Coast. Totally.
She was right. She was too fearful of a burning cross in her parents' house.
Right? So, I'll leave the politically incorrect comments to you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
we'll go there.
I'm trying to represent myself.
Well, who wants
what are they going to say when I run for president?
Yeah. That's great. That is, what are your goals? Do you want to be president? Be the first porn star on the moon?
Actually, my goal is.
I don't know why that was so funny to me.
Maybe.
Just tits and zero gravity would look awesome.
My boobies bounce too because they're real, so this would be a disaster. Yes.
No, not
real. No, that
not to the moon people.
Not to the Mars space aliens.
You're our only hope.
Actually, I want to shoot other girls for my site eventually.
Oh, that's so great. Other is that your goal? Is to get your own, like, kind of, you know, like Belladonna has her own kind of studio production company.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it going to be Jaden Cole's?
I've shot still so far for a company, but that's it. So we'll take things one day.
So you do.
At least put it together. You know?
Do you do full porn or are you just an actress?
I actually just do girl hardcore.
Oh, that's really
hot. It's really disappointing. I know.
No, it's not. That's my favorite. Why wouldn't that be disappointing?
Yeah, definitely. That's true.
I'm going to be honest with you. The fact that you do girl, I feel fine with having you meet my mother. You know what I'm saying?
It's like.
And maybe shooting something with her.
I did that.
You know,
I love that.
Her around my mom. That's
total
normal.
Family girl relationship.
That's great.
Home girl. So I'm always cooking and cleaning and smoking weed at home. So.
Oh, that's great.
Perfect pretty much woman right now. Perfect.
So yeah, I mean, you get out the wildness.
Oh, that's so hot.
The change of the smell in the room was when Red Band just shit his pants and you just described yourself.
Perfect.
That'd be weird if when Red Band gets turned on, he shits his pants.
He does.
What an adverse reaction. Like, what? Wait, what? You're that turned on?
I'm so turned on.
You wanted to take it in the butt.
I love it, man. I think that's so hot. Now, were you always in the girls? Or were you? Now, did you hook up with girls first, then guys? Or was it guys, then girls?
Guys I'd always dated and had relationships with. But with girls I've hooked up with and...
Which one do you like more?
Oh, I like being in a relationship with a dude for
right?
sure.
Right, but once in a while, you want to try a little box.
Are you a big threesome girl? Do you love like the girl, guy, girl?
Sometimes. I like to be the one in the relationship, actually.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Bring somebody in.
Wouldn't want to do the dude if I weren't in the relationship. Yeah. You know?
Right.
Well, that's a very delicate thing because I've had that before. And like when your girl lets you bring another girl in, you have to do some real, like you have to throw your girlfriend a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Because if she sees that you're giving the other girl attention, they get angry fast, man.
It still kills the relationships. I've done two, killed both relationships instantly. Oh, I know some girl that was married and her husband would bring a different girl home every weekend and stuff like that. And she did that for like 3 years. And I was like, that is the craziest thing
ever. I'll take 3 years of that.
That's pretty crazy.
I'll take 3 years of that over 50 years of just monogamous, like eyeball to eyeball sex.
Yeah, but that's going to kill the relationship. It has to kill the relationship.
Did you find that it made it relationship like stressful or difficult? Like once you went there, did it make shit weird down the line? Or
not really. I mean, I was kind of in control. It was about me.
Right. Okay.
Which is cool.
Okay. Yeah, it makes it easier when the girl brings it up and makes it happen.
If you do have a if you're in a relationship and you go for the threesome, I think you should kind of go all the way. Like it's kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
It shouldn't just be you and your dude fucking and someone watching naked.
Yeah,
right.
Which I would like to do. I'm like, really into watching. Cool.
Like,
I'd like
you
to
do like the double blowjob.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's getting really graphic.
No, believe me.
Yeah, you're on the Naughty Show podcast.
Yesterday we were talking about jerking off German Shepherds. You're
I want to hear about this sperm omelet.
What'd she do? She did. She had a bukkake.
60 guys.
I she did it was a bukkake.
No, it was 60 guys.
Bukkake.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And they put a dish under her chin,
and
it collected all the cum into
a
measuring cup, a big glass measuring cup.
Right.
And then they put it on this big skillet. And she said it was like one giant bubble, and she said the smell was just god awful.
Like gasoline.
Yeah, why would it, dude, of course. What would you expect that to smell so like?
Funny. I don't know, man. Throw some spices chicken. In there or something.
Throw chicken. Some spices in there.
Throw a little bell pepper. Right?
It's probably overly salty already.
That's hilarious.
I wonder how much those guys got paid. And like where they like find these.
No.
They're homeless. They're homeless people.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They got
they're homeless. They're homeless.
Yeah, you know.
Pushing a shopping cart.
Bukkake guys are the lowest forms of
they just got like a croissant and a Snickers bar.
Yeah, seriously, they got an extra night at the homeless shelter.
They got that's to beat off on somebody's mat. Face. They got they got paid with beating off on somebody's face.
Yeah, that's how they get paid. Dude. It's ridiculous. Right. Oh,
God, what does this job pay? You get to beat off on somebody's face.
Can I get a slice of the omelet too?
I need some breakfast.
They got paid in omelets. That's how they got paid.
That is so you do Cinemax too.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Like you're so that's not like that's gotta be weird. It's like you fake like you're having sex.
Dude, sometimes they wear cock socks.
What? It's like cock
socks. Because it's usually not like male porn performers that they hire for those gigs. It's usually like us porn girls or semi porn girls and like mainstream actor guys.
Really?
That mm-hmm. never quite made it. And so they don't know what they're doing as far as filming a sex scene. So they've got to wear this little like nylon thing tied around their junk. And it's like a cock sock.
So what? It can't hit you or right. it just makes
and
you.
And then they have optional vaginal pads.
It's like a
pads.
Dick bumper?
Yeah. And then they have like optional vagina pads.
So they just grind you
what's
to that?
Optional vagina pads?
They'll put a pad patch. A sticky patch over your
oh a snatch pat that's a snatch patch
yes thank nice. You that's what it is but I never
dude you should sell your like, snatch patch on hilarious your
he's shaking his head like his mom used to wear one. Oh yeah snatch
yeah.
pad
oh yeah snatch pad she's put mom. That in my lunch at lunch
so grandma
that,
used to make
that was
those.
A maxi pad
oh, oh something totally different no
you what should you, sell used snatch patches on your website
you could you probably could
that would be dude. Awesome
just wear them for 5 minutes sign them
yeah
eBay
what are some of the movies you've been in.
What do you mean?
Like, titles, like they're like weird. I've been on right. Cinemax. They're like bikini zombies.
Bikini Frankenstein. That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
One.
You were in really? That one. Mm-hmm. Now, would you? What was? Tell us the
dude,
plot.
I was the undead slut.
You were literally a cock zombie.
Seriously, cock and pussy zombie.
Yeah, bisexual zombies
oh,
of the future.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Snap!
Yeah.
So,
those movies are great.
When do you get the script? Like, do you get time to get meet with your scene coach and you work over the scenes?
Like, dude, I had no lines in that movie.
What was, were these your lines? Like,
brains,
harder. Yes.
And dude, we're like a morning zoo now.
Did that? I know. Did the Frankenstein guy have bolts on the side of his dick?
No, I was the Frankenstein because I was undead. But okay. Yeah, I did actually have this crazy bondage collar. Gratuitous come bondage on, collar.
Are you in the S&M at all? Are you in the S&M? Like sexually when you're
when you're
doing it for the love of the game and it's just about Jaden and it's not about cameras.
Right.
What are you into?
What am I into?
Like what's your dirty Ruff's shit?
Farting.
You like cats farting? That cat will just sit there and start eating itself out, just and like
really?
Nothing. Oh yeah, it's I'm quite yeah. He's gonna drop a deuce right on you, dude.
Oh my god, he really is.
That
it's
cat
funny
is gonna
he's
drop
ducking
a deuce.
Out of the way, but he's not getting up. And the cat
like he doesn't know what to do. To he's like stuck, and he. I'm yeah, a little nervous. Oh, there it is. Now it just
we'll
starts grinding itself.
That's his move.
Cat
right
rodeo.
There.
Cat rodeo.
Oh man.
Like what are you doing? What do you talk to me? Like you like to do like are you kinky off camera or are you
bit,
just like
yeah.
eyeball to
I like
eyeball?
Rough sex. I like the choking and little hair pulling. And
do you have any kinks?
Like that.
What's your kink?
I like rough sex, but I don't think that would really
choking
as like.
Do you like to get kinky. Choked?
A little bit.
I dated a chick who'd like to get her. Choked. It's just weird. I mean, I'll do it.
I hate when they say slap me in the face. I'm like,
oh,
no,
dude.
I don't want that.
That's some yeah. weird shit. That is weird shit, man.
What about a little hair pulling?
I remember I.
Oh, you know what my favorite position is? I'll tell you what my favorite position is.
Reverse cowgirl.
No, I was going to say flat doggy.
Flat doggy?
Flat
yeah.
doggy.
Oh, yeah.
My legs.
A little rocking.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. My legs are so long, it's hard for me to do regular doggy usually.
Right.
Because, like, my thighs are so long, dude's got to, like, I've got to be half up, half down. It's really uncomfortable. So then I discovered flat doggy.
I never knew it had a name.
And all is well in the world.
It's like you just, you're a fuck log in a weird way. Yeah, the guy just comes up and they hump you like a log. That's great.
You just like melt into each other. Like,
that's so great.
You know what my favorite position is?
What?
Flat doggy. Oh.
Someone's starting to smile.
He's turning bright Irish red.
Yeah, see, that's the best way to get back.
You had me with flat doggy.
You had me at flat doggy.
We are turning into a morning zoo here.
You had me at flat doggy. Put that on a t-shirt.
Somebody.
I never knew that had a name. That's cool. Yeah, that's a good move, the flat doggy. Have you ever done that? I used to, I don't know the real name of it. It's called the Don Pablo is what I used to call it.
Because
I used to work at this place called Don Pablo's, which is a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, it is.
And so I do this with the waitresses, and we'd call it the Don Pablo, where it was like ass to ass, and the guy took his dick and pushed it through backwards and then grabbed her legs and put it in, and then you kind of fall down like flat. And so you're kind of like...
Sounds horrible.
I know. Yeah.
It sounds horrible, but it
is this something you only find in like Thailand and shit? Is
I don't
that
know.
Like a $5
like
special?
The dick bending the other way?
Not when you fall flat, though. When you fall flat, it goes straight in. And then you're using her legs to push it in farther. And because that she is on her stomach and you're on your stomach and you're just how it's put, your dick's going like right G-spot.
Like, you lost like me at butt to butt.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
I'm still stuck. I'm flat doggy. Right now, I'm hearing like you're Charlie Brown's mom.
You lost me. Just try it.
Don't give him any more song ideas. You lost me with the Mr. Belvedere theme song. Now, somebody just tweeted us that you just did a movie with Jenna Jameson. Is that right?
No, I think I was booked to do a movie.
Oh, okay. He must have found that online.
Jenna, is she back and doing them?
I didn't know.
I thought
so.
She quit.
I don't think so. I think that's just what pops up on IMDb.
Okay, yeah. It says War of the Dragon. What's War of the Dragon?
Hasn't been shot yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're in negotiations?
But thank you, Twitter, for keeping up on shit.
They're very excited
I mean?
About you.
I love it.
They're very excited
They're
about
it.
You.
Good.
They're always on it.
They are on it, dude.
Have you done any 3D porn yet?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
I heard that shit's pretty badass.
Really?
You know what? The only difference is that it kind of takes longer. You got to do different takes. And like I do girl, so it's pretty much standard. We don't have to worry about wood problems or anything like that. So it was like, I can't imagine having to do a hardcore scene in 3D because it's like, dude, like, they just got to be constantly because it takes so long.
I don't even want to see 3D porn. I have no desire to see a dick
no
in 3D.
No desire to get... Come on the face.
Yeah, who they wants
should,
that?
They should do shit like where they face. Put like a little candle deep in the girl's vaginas just to give it depth and stuff.
Oh,
so when you're eating it out, it looks like a tunnel or something.
Right?
They should do something like that.
I never want to see that.
Why not?
What if your light when you die is at the deep in a girl's vagina? That'd be very weird.
I could stick with HD.
Are you a big scissor sister? Does it actually feel sister? Good, scissor sistering?
If done like right, but there's only like, I don't know. Like, you got to have it right in the right spot, the scissoring.
Have
it's
you ever had that magical
that.
Moment? You're like, oh, pieces
filming?
Work.
No, because I've never done that off camera.
There was a time where I hooked up with this chick from Canada, mm-hmm. and her pieces and my pieces fit perfectly.
Oh, okay, guy, girl
and I'm like,
doing scissoring. I've
God.
Never done it. Was it like flat doggy?
Now, do you date girls or do you just date guys and fool around girls?
No, yeah, I date guys and then just fool around with girls. But I have a few close girlfriends that I've hooked up with
That's
from time
so
to time
weird.
That are just sort of hanging out. It just
that
sort
girls
of happens. But it's
fuck
not
around
a,
with their best friends.
Yeah,
I find that.
Like,
does that come out of like boredom?
Difference.
Are you guys just drunk and like, you know, whatever?
Nah, I'm going to
eat
your
pussy.
That was
a really wild night.
Yeah, right?
That you guys just start bouncing?
Eating breakfast the next morning, just like complaining about boys again.
Because like, yeah,
like,
me.
Oh, it's crazy, right?
Me and Tripoli and Red Band.
It's not like you can eat breakfast the next morning and be like, dude, the way your tongue was on my pussy
and
you're pinching my nipple, it was so good. It's not really like that.
Do you watch like chick flicks and then you just start rubbing each other's legs?
No,
and
no
stuff?
Chick flicks. Come on.
So there wasn't an episode of Sex and the City that just got you giddy and then next thing you know, you're fucking...
Most of the girls, I think a lot of the girl only chicks are kind of cool, like tomboys, laid back.
Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah.
Right. That does seem to be the
vibe.
Case.
Who's the best in bed, white girls or Mexican girls?
That's a trick question.
I love Mexican girls, dude.
Yeah,
What's your nationality?
Actually, Irish and Lebanese.
Whoa.
That's an
quite
combo.
A mutt, yeah.
That's an angry drunk right there.
All right? He knows.
She gets drunk and blows herself up. That's great.
I know.
You're one hot terrorist. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
I love it.
That's incognito terrorist.
You are the hottest Middle Eastern porn star ever.
Thank you.
You should run with that.
I'm going to run with it.
There's not a lot of Middle Eastern porn stars out there.
I know, that's true.
Because they probably, if there were, they'd get their hands chopped off or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's hard to beat off with nubs.
Yeah.
Which there is. Get it in there, you got to fuck your... Looks like you got your whole arm in your vagina.
Homegirl, Nikki Blue from the show the other day, she was like wearing this summer dress and she had no panties on underneath. And she was like, well, we're like, do you have any special skills? You know, can you show us something? And she goes, well, actually, I can fuck myself with my feet.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, dude, she did it too. She was really? In a little guest couch just like this. And sure enough, she pops up and she just kind of...
How do you even how much
of her foot did she get in?
I don't know. I'm like 5'10 and she was like 5'2 and I'm like, you got some short legs like that.
Yeah, someone's in gymnastics.
Crazy. Wow.
I heard a story of a buddy of mine used to he still lives in Vegas and he was working on one of those shows on the strip and he was talking about how one of his friends was a tech guy there and he actually hooked up with one of the dancers, which is unheard of. And anyways, so he says this guy's banging this dancer, doggy style, and all of a sudden he feels something on his balls, and he looks down, and she's licking his balls while he's banging her doggy style.
Wow.
That's, like, how do you not, imagine. Like, yeah, I would just get on my knees and marry right there. It's like, you found it. Right? You got the skills.
Right?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's got to feel awesome, too.
You wouldn't like that, Red Band?
I'm not into it.
It's just you're not into having your balls lit?
Look, this is the guy who just told us some weird fucking jujitsu fucking maneuver from Mortal Kombat.
What?
Leave my balls alone.
You got really quiet right there.
Leave my balls alone.
You don't like to have your balls
lit. Hold on. What happened with your balls at some point? Somebody made a comment about your balls? Or they
no, I'm just kidding.
Bit your balls?
I just don't get the balls. You have the weird thing. Balls to me, like when a girl's licking my balls the whole time, I'm thinking like, I hope she's not going to fucking drag a tooth. I hope she doesn't have a seizure and just starts like fucking biting.
That's what's going down through your head?
Yeah. That's really? All right. Any guy knows if you get racked in the balls, it hurts, right? If I act like I'm going to do it, and you'll flinch and you'll freak out, right?
So you're worried about an earthquake with your nuts
thing
in somebody's
with your
mouth.
Dick though, wouldn't you be?
And
just
that's why.
As
no,
as
that's
weird
why,
thing about oral sex.
That's why I'm like, hey, you know, you're giving me a blowjob, but you're just simulating something that you have, which is a million times
wow,
better.
Wow, no, that is.
That's
I've
what
never
I was just
going to
bring up.
Heard.
He said that several.
You've
times.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard a dude.
There's actually
not love
a blowjob. There's actually. I know.
I'm like,
all right. I don't hate blowjobs.
It makes our friendship
weird. I don't fucking like. Ugh.
It does. Somewhat I look at him weird now. I look at you different.
Unless they're sloppy good.
Huh?
Sometimes blowjobs are overrated.
Sloppy good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Once in a while
man.
You get those girls who just attack. You're like, oh, now you know you're in a fight. You're like, whoa, heavyweight.
I get it. Sometimes they're sloppy and crazy good. Yeah. But most of the time, which is like 99% of the time, it's like it feels like you're having ass sex where you can feel the teeth just slowly hovering over your
I
dick
can't
the whole
take,
time.
Like,
and
do
it's
not
just not
your dick,
fucking
bro.
Great. Huh?
Who is sucking
I have
you?
A bigger dick than most guys, all right? So it's like you're dragging, it hits the teeth more,
so
I think.
So now it comes out.
Bow down to
so
the
magic.
Size king.
Huh?
Bow down to the
I was
size
just,
king.
I was just kidding.
That's got to be weird.
He's like, well, duh, I have a bigger cock than all you.
I was kidding. No, but there's actually a lot of guys that I just never, you know, it's like you're doing it. I'm like, all right, this is great. I would rather just have your pussy. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, you know?
Nothing beats vagina.
Right.
I'm not, like, the whole butt fucking thing, I'm not even into that.
Right. No, but I know guys that just fucking obsess about blowjobs. They talk about it all day. They're, like, obsessed with them.
Right.
I don't get that at all. I would rather eat out a pussy than get a blowjob.
Are you an ass eater, Red Band?
Yeah.
Are you an ass eater? Sometimes girls are ass eaters. Will you eat a guy's ass?
A dude's? I've done that before.
I don't like that either.
I've done
that
before.
That was also to a guy who loves blowjobs. So.
That's so weird.
I have this. I better not even say
I would have
this.
To power wash. I have to go to the shower and just clean because I just could. I don't know.
You should fuck after a shower. That's always the best time.
I love when you're about to hook up with a chick. She goes to the bathroom and, you know, it's power washing time. She's going NASCAR on her shit, cleaning it all up for.
I would be like, I'm going to go in the shower. I'll be right back.
Yeah, and you clean it up.
I'd be like, I'm
going
in the shower.
Because that's the time when you're in the shower, when a girl's like, when you're going in the shower, that like 10 minute window,
right.
The guy is like,
use
yes.
Your shower.
I can't, this is so awesome. That's like the
you're
coolest
definitely
going to
score.
Just put a little bit of gold bond on it. That's what gold bond for.
A little gold bond? Who wants talcum powder in their asshole?
How has that worked out for you in the past, Red Band?
Gold, so that's really uncomfortable.
Bro.
You're giving the worst sex advice ever. There's probably some 16-year-old kid listening right now going, oh,
he's gold like, so
bond.
I'm not supposed to get a blowjob and whatever gold pot, bond.
Whatever weed you were smoking right before the show, you are no longer allowed to buy, bro. Switch brands.
What is kind of weed is that? What's it called? Down syndrome?
Sour Diesel Triple X.
Yeah.
He was really excited. He's like, Sour Diesel Triple X. He likes sativas.
Hey, I wasn't excited.
I was excited because I like sativas as opposed to the indicas.
Right. Have you ever bought trims? That's my new thing lately. I've been going to the pot store and buying trim, which is just like the shake.
Right.
It's shake and it's cheaper. And I'm like, wait a second, that's like the best part of weed. Why do you roll joints? And it's half the price.
Why would they make it half the price if it's the best part?
Because a lot of people are bud freaks where they just want the whole bud. And you know, and this does have like some kind of like leaves in it and stuff. It's not like the purest shake, but...
They want the golden frosty nuggets.
Yeah, they want the red hairs, which does nothing.
What I like about that is I like to bake with it.
Yeah.
Like make the butter and then make
cookies. Oh, you're...
Like,
really? You yeah. like to do that? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I do. I like to cook anyways.
That's
and it's like
awesome.
Even more fun if you have like... I'll do half a batch, a whole batch of cookies, half of it... weed butter, half of it regular butter.
That's awesome.
So then I can pass it out to all my friends. Right. You know what I mean?
Does weed get you horny?
Sex on weed is the best thing you could ever do.
Yeah,
ever.
It's really good, man. It's
honestly,
really good.
Any mind altering substance, I notice I get
excited.
Yeah. Except all of it. Anything.
Mushrooms. Like, I can't do mushrooms.
I like that.
Ibuprofen. I don't know.
Dude, this chick, she took two Tylenol, she just went nuts. She gets so horny.
Have you ever fucked on mushrooms? That to me is
or acid.
Impossible.
Yes,
like acid. That's
and masturbated, and I don't stop either.
Really?
Until the whole trip is over. It's really fun.
Wow, so that's
that.
Like 6 hours of that. Finger blasting?
Yeah.
I did on mushrooms. I don't know if I've said this before. This girl is really tall. Like,
hold on,
like
this is breaking news right now?
6'5" or something like that. This girl was
so
crazy,
hot.
Crazy tall.
Adam's apple mustache, the whole thing.
Seriously.
No, she was beautiful. Super beautiful. But she was one of those girls that was so tall, no one would date her because
I
was so tall. So me and her did mushrooms in my mom's basement and fucking her. And I'm doing one of those things where I'm like I'm going down on her. Then I had to crawl up her to like make out with her. Then I had to like crawl down her. And then I was like, this is not even a human. I started tripping so bad. I was like, this is like a monster. I'm on top of a monster. So I freaked out and I couldn't.
No.
I stopped.
Oh, I thought you might fuck out of fear. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
I had to stop. That's like one of the only times I stopped having sex.
Climb to the top of her and stick a flag in
her.
Like,
I did it. She's probably now just a full on bull dyke because she's just shattered.
Scarred
because,
for life.
Yeah.
Because Red Band didn't hit it.
She's a bartender.
On shrooms.
On shrooms.
On shrooms.
She's That's a bartender funny. On shrooms. Where does she bartend?
She used to bartend at the Houlihan's in Columbus, Ohio.
That sounds like a god awful place. I can't think of anywhere I'd rather go less than Houlihan's in Columbus, Ohio.
Like where hopes and dreams go to die.
That's
it's like
right.
When it's
that's
your
when
birth.
You're,
very
that's
depressing.
When you're,
that's
when
right.
you're on,
very depressing.
That's when you're on mushrooms in your mom's basement because you live in Columbus, Ohio.
Where do you get shrooms now? I couldn't even tell you where to get shrooms.
They come in season.
I got some right now.
They get
really?
In season. You have some in the freezer?
No.
Can we do a podcast on shrooms?
Shroomcast? I was thinking about doing that actually, but the problem with the Shroomcast is that it's like it kicks in like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and then you really can't function.
Well,
like I'm not gonna be able to.
Well, you plan it. Well, you got to get one guy who's
time.
Like.
Yeah.
The nanny.
And right. Yeah, and then you also know that when you're on shrooms, you're going to want to sit here for like 10 minutes, and then you're going to be like, I got to explore and play and stuff like that. You're not going to want to sit here
and
talk. And
masturbate.
Do you do shrooms at all?
I've done shrooms quite a few times. Actually, they're my favorite, like,
why is it when
my
girls...
My favorite, like, anything other than weed.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard, I haven't done acid, but I've heard that acid is the same way
that's
when
mine.
You just have sex, like...
That's acid.
Forever.
Really? I never boned on acid.
Fuck
I'd like
acid.
To try it.
Don't do acid. That's too long.
It's
like 11
it.
Hours. You don't
I
need
got
that.
To do.
It's like mushrooms is like a hot air balloon.
You're not
and
doing
acid, is like
acid
a
right before you got a big day at the office. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like... Acid you do when you got a couple days to kill.
We should do salvia live. That's
what
we should
do. We did it live, fuckhead. It's on the internet.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but we didn't do it on a podcast. We did it on a video.
Yeah, that's an interesting podcast. Watch people fucking fall on the ground. You've got to see. After we're done with this, I'll show you the video of him doing salvia.
Can you pull
salvia.
It up?
Huh?
Pull up the
so
video?
Fucking funny.
Yeah, actually, I'll download it
video?
And play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like the super, super strong one me and him smoked. The video of him
really?
Doing it is absolutely hilarious.
This. Now, the first time I did Salvia, I remember we looked up online a bunch of videos to see people. That's just what rolling we did. This is like,
this I became addicted to it. That's why that's why I did it, because I became addicted to looking at Salvia videos because it was like so hilarious. So I spent maybe like 3 days watching. Then I talked to Jason. I'm like, Jason, have you ever done Salvia before? And he's like, fuck yeah, I've done it. And so I was like, I might buy some, come to your house and record it.
Right.
And it's nice. The most embarrassing video of me at all. And Dr. Phil wanted me on his show.
Funny, man. It's after the best Miley Salvia Cyrus video.
Controversy, right? Yeah,
no, this was before Miley Cyrus, but he wanted me on the show, and I was about to do it, but then my buddies talked me out of it, and I was like, I'll have a good, like, you know, no one's died from it, I'll do all this research and stuff, and they're like, no, they'll make you look bad still. So I backed down, and then I had to put on my YouTube page that it was fake, because YouTube started like pulling Salvia videos. So now it's like, it's a parody, but it's really embarrassing, because like, I'm crying in it, I'm slobbering.
There was a time where I was like, I'm actually recording my buddy's death. Like, was, because he kept trying to hit it, and he's like, it was the first time he'd ever done it. And it was the super strong one.
It's totally different. That first time, like, what is it, like unlike 7? Any other time.
Huh? I think I hit it maybe 10 times.
So he hits it, nothing happens. He hits it again. He's like, this isn't working. Then he takes a fucking monster hit of it. And then he's like,
that's the one.
And he does one of these moves. He's like, it isn't working. And he goes to set the bong on the thing, and just right on the floor. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just recording him. And he picks himself up off the floor, and he goes, you talking about my face? Oh, right. And I hadn't said anything. I hadn't said a word. Why are you talking about my face? Well,
why I said that is because when I fell on the floor, I thought my face melted on the floor. And when I pulled up, I thought my face melted off.
It was like gum.
It's a total psychedelic. Like, you're really...
Have you done it?
It's a whippet of mushrooms.
Did you see water when you did it? Because everybody always sees water and a lot of people.
Floating around kind of wavy circles.
Okay.
You kind of fall into like a...
circular, though. It is always circular and spinning.
You feel like you're in a washing machine.
Yeah.
Has this stuff always been around? I feel like it just came out of nature. Nowhere.
It's based off of like a mint leaf
or something. It smells like mud.
It's like a mint, some kind of mint leaf that the more times they like refine it, the stronger that it actually gets.
Right.
And I think it's only available in one part of the world.
Stop it.
Here we go.
Let's wait till you actually start getting high.
All right.
Let's not do let's stop. Let it.
Let it marinate.
Can they see this?
No, but if you go on YouTube, it's called My First Salvia, or just put in Red Band Salvia.
Where did you do this at? Like,
this is at Teeb's old
place. At my old place.
Looks like fucking Rebel Resistance headquarters. Something from Terminator movies.
All right, you're going to be able to hear some hilarity right here.
So he's
all right, I'm gonna turn down our mic so we can hear it a little.
He's getting sleepy on the couch.
Yeah, do play by play.
He's getting sleepy on the couch. He's looking at the camera going, hi camera.
How you feeling?
Now I fall on the ground.
Oh man. There he goes.
And now this is where I thought my face was melting.
Oh my god, what are you talking about?
Come on,
TV. He just popped back up.
Leave him out. What are you talking about saying?
What are you talking about baby? Saying?
John. Good job. What are you talking about?
You're good. You're good.
Hold it.
Help me.
Help me, Tip. Help me.
Help me. Help me. Stop it.
Stop it.
Like, are you having fun right now, or are you just fucking scared for your life?
You're good, man.
I was going down a water slide.
Still rolling through the washing machine.
How you feeling? You're good, dude.
Look at me?
Yeah, you all right?
You look like Rocky Dennis.
I'm wearing the same shirt.
Let me see.
That is so weird.
What are you talking about?
You're good, buddy. You'll be good.
We're going to turn him out.
What are you talking about? Help me.
I look
Man. You're okay.
How about me?
I'm right here, baby.
He's got all this spit on
his
lip.
You're like a broken robot right now.
Like, he's got spit hanging down his mouth.
You're talking about my face.
How you feeling? Did I just say it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me rewind now. I hear that.
You're good, man.
Listen.
Talking about my face?
You're good. How you feeling? How you feeling?
Yeah, he starts crying.
Lions? Is that myself?
You're all right, dude. How you feeling now? How you feeling?
Help me.
Help
me in my mouth.
Some water?
Help me in my mouth.
Holy shit.
Want some water?
You?
Want some water?
You're not grabbing me?
You're not grabbing me?
Apparently in Soviet.
I have a blankie or something. Look.
Can I stand up?
Yeah. So sit on the couch. Sit right up there. Just get right up there.
Oh my god.
Damn.
What just happened on the floor?
What just happened on the floor?
You were just down there. You were just down there. Some water?
Crazy?
You want some water?
Help me.
You all right, brother?
Am I rude?
Well, anyways, it's on YouTube and it's embarrassing.
You are the worst robot ever.
I haven't seen that in
Danger.
A long time. How long that ago? Was that great. Was like 6 years, like 5 years ago, right? That was a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that was a while.
And
yeah.
You're still wearing the same shirt
2007.
Today.
Yeah, that's weird because I've not worn this shirt in literally a year and I just like.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Grabbed
that
good, it.
The Lord works in strange and mysterious ways.
Funny thing is, at the very beginning of it, right when he's doing it, I'm recording it and I'm like, if anything happens to him, my name is Duncan Trussell.
Yeah, he's a buddy of ours.
It's always interesting when people think it's a good idea to record themselves doing fucked up shit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, half the people who go to jail are just because they record themselves doing illegal shit.
Well,
yeah.
That wasn't illegal.
I know it's not.
I don't know if it's still not or not. But
I'm not sure. I think it is still legal.
I think it's still legal, yeah. But, you know, it's weird. The only thing that's cool about Salvi videos is because you do turn in a retard, and that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You totally losing all your motor.
The other thing about smoking Salvia is, like, you when you smoke it, for the most part, you especially that really concentrated shit like that, because the real light ones, you just kind of laugh and giggle. But that one is like going to another dimension.
That
feels like 45 minutes.
It does feel like a mushroom whippet.
Yeah.
And why should they outlaw it?
But the funny thing is,
what's the point?
Because they don't want kids doing it while they're driving. They don't want kids doing it like fucking stupid. Because kids are stupid. Alcohol, at least when if they're doing around driving, they're not instantly put in another world where they're drooling and becoming a retard.
Yeah, you would drive a car right off.
Have you tried Jack Daniels?
Huh?
Have you tried Jack Daniels?
Tequila?
That makes me retarded instantly.
Not me. I'm like I said, I can drink a whole bottle of liquor and still have a podcast, you know?
The funny thing, the funny thing about Salvia's, though, is once you do it once, you're not like, I got to do that again.
Right.
But you are definitely like, I got to watch somebody else do this.
Yeah.
It's very funny to like watch somebody else.
It's almost it's re-experiencing that first.
And you can't describe it to anybody. There's no way you can describe what it's like.
It's almost like getting hit in the nuts. You don't want to do it again, but you'd like to see your friend get hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would
but
be pretty
a little more fun.
Yeah.
A little more fun.
Girls don't do that. They don't hit each other in the puss. What do you guys do?
Sometimes
flick each other's
really
nipples?
Each other.
Kick each other in the tits?
No, just talk something about their purse or something. Your purse is gross. That's way worse than...
Foot in the crotch.
Yeah.
You're gaining weight, aren't you?
Yeah. Talk shit about their hair.
Yeah, women love to fucking go at each other. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Except for when a guy shows up and then they sync up and they all hate the guy. Once the guy's gone, then it's like...
you know what I never got? I never got the woman that doesn't have girlfriends where she... purposely tells you many times, like, I hate girls.
I don't hang out with girls. That's the ones you want to look out for. Like, I don't
really
not hang out with anybody. You know what I mean? Everybody,
you don't like hanging out with girls?
No, I mean people that.
Oh, yeah, you're saying people like that.
Yeah. People like that.
It's like, I don't discriminate. Right. I don't
care if
you have
down on her friends.
What?
Of course, she's got tons of female friends. They know they can get a pussy eating.
Yeah, that's a move the guys don't do.
Do you have a technique? Do you have a special move downtown?
No, I think everybody's different.
Do you ever crave
eating
pussy?
You gotta be
sensitive. Do you like get in a pussy eating mood where you're like, you know what? I haven't eaten a pussy in so long. I mean, aside from doing film, aside from work.
No, not really. Right. But when I do, I'm like the next day, I'm like, I liked that.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
I got a move I call the Avatar. And it's basically where you eat a chick's ass and then you finger blast her at the same time. And it's kind of like with the flying pterodactyls in the movie where they sync their eyes up and they become soulmates. That's when you're going all in.
Show it on the Avatar push. I mean, the alien fleshlight.
Yeah, that one right there. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is your goal to get your own fleshlight?
It's never been my goal, but I guess I'm.
Dude, this.
Get your tongue
in
there.
I like the touch of it. Put your finger in it.
It feels so real.
I know. I love it.
Smell it.
Champion.
Oh my God. Your fingering technique is so awesome.
How would you lick that if you had to lick it?
I'm sure she'd like to lick it, except for the fucking cat hair that's all over.
Red That's Ben, that cat hair. An old man fucked it.
You got to start doing notches of when you get people to stick their finger in your fuck toy.
I know. It's really fun though. I love that material.
I know the flesh. It's like patented where did it
come
rubber.
From? NASA?
No, it's they patented it. That's why a lot of the other sex toys they don't feel as real as that because they have a patent just for that rubber.
What's the special ingredient? Chinese virgins or something?
Yeah, baby vaginas.
Dragon tears.
Dragon tears. Who said dragon tears?
Would you like to have your own plastic vagina? Is that a big goal?
It's not a big goal, but I wouldn't mind.
Is the plastic vagina kind of like the porn star's version of the NBA sneaker deal?
Dude, I don't know. Is it?
I think it is.
It's like having an action figure if you're a guy.
My first AVN in 2010, I was there representing a company called Spingasm where they had these fleshlight attachments that spin.
Oh.
All right.
And that, I remember playing with the fucking material. Like, it was just like all day at the convention. I was just like, I love this.
I think technology's whole goal is to make it so you never have to leave your house. And you just fuck robots all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like eventually it's like, this is going to be like your girlfriend. You don't
Good
have to
morning.
Worry about,
Would yeah. you like hand job?
Or Would you like the job? Avatar? No, thank you, robot finger blaster 202. Right?
That does look like an avatar pussy.
You've got mail. Thank you, robot pussy.
You could bone your robot and do emails all at the same time.
So back on track, you like to lick the asshole while big fingering. Ass
Yeah, but yeah. What well, about, yeah. I prefer them on all fours, and I come from behind.
Yeah,
nice. I just get in there.
Nice. I love it.
And then I just like own that shit.
And I like doing my thumb sometimes too, where you lick the ass and you do the thumb.
I call that the eagle claw.
That's the eagle claw.
I like to ring the doorbell. When I'm doing doggy style, I like to ring the doorbell. To know you.
Sometimes I like to just do the whole, the whole highway toll bridge where you're just fucking just holding it and you're just sloshing it back from the ass to the pussy. You know, you're doing both at the same time. Like
I have done that.
I love that. That's like sloppy. That's
sloppy sex.
Sloppy eating.
What is left on your fuck it list?
On my fuck it list?
Is there anything left? I mean, are there things like I have to do this before it's done?
Podcast live sex show.
There we go.
Hey, girl.
All right. What are you doing tomorrow?
Called the Drunken Podcast.
Looks like this just went to a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah, we got Baron Jaeger. We actually got a bottle of tequila. I'm supposed to do a bottle of tequila, and I'm fucking scared because I can't do tequila. Tequila is the one thing that always goes crazy.
Who are you doing that with?
There's a couple girls, but I don't know which one.
Oh, really? So when do they get a call back? When do you do the final call?
We had auditions last night at the Comedy Store, and it was two different girls want to do it, so I have to figure out which one.
Nice.
Sarah Tiana wants to do it too.
So but does she know? Do they know what's involved?
Yeah, I make them watch it first. So they.
You're like, you're gonna get drunk.
No, I'm just saying. Like, look, I've only done two. I've only done two. The first girl tried to rape me the whole time, and the second girl tried to kill me the whole time. So
rape and murder.
You want something in between?
Yeah, I'm looking for
a nice medium.
I'm just mutual masturbation. That's all we need.
What do you just want her?
I would love to see that.
You want her to play with herself on one side and you're in the corner?
I'll play on the other side and we'll talk about it while drinking alcohol. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
No, that actually sounds pleasant.
That does sound pleasant.
That doesn't to me.
All right, so are you going to pace yourself? Like, what's the...
We just pretty much...
How often?
We just do it like every 5-6 minutes.
Okay.
And you pick the alcohol usually, but a lot of people have been asking for tequila, so that's kind of
viewer's choice. Oh, of course. They're like, let's get a fuck.
The first one was Jägermeister, and it was one of those huge bottles.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And the greatest part was at the end of it, I thought it was turned off the webcam, and you hear her in the background puking. And I'm just like, come puke on my dick.
You ever had a girl puke on your dick?
From blowjob, yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, no wonder you hate blowjobs.
I know.
I did, man.
I've never puked.
It's so weird.
I've gagged.
Because she's like puked on it, and I didn't really know because I heard it. Then like later on, I looked down. It's like I had
pepperoni
soup.
Yeah,
all
same
over
thing
my
happened.
Nose.
We went to the Olive Garden and had some drinks, and then I was doing it.
You're a shenanigan.
Classy night out at the Red Band. But there, it was just like that. It was just like SpaghettiOs were all over my pubic hairs, and I was like, oh, that's real puke. Like that was like.
Did she tell you she did that?
No, immediately she was like, and she ran to the bathroom. And I'm just looking at my stomach and my dick. I'm like,
hold on, was she blowing you in the Olive Garden?
No, this is after. We just got done eating. We came back to my house.
He saw Olive Garden on his pubic hairs.
Oh, yeah.
So you had a
We just ate.
Bread rolls?
Oh, man.
No, she had
breadsticks all over
ravioli. So it was ravioli.
Dude, this girl did it. I was doing a military gig, and she just went down. And then she just like, I got to go. I'm like, thank you so much. Then I'm driving home. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I got it's so chunky I could eat it with a fork. That's how fucking bad it was down there. And there's some kind of like, yeah, that's cool.
Were they deep-throating a lot?
Yeah. Well, she was.
Like, I'm pretty deep-throating skills, and I'm never projectile vomited, but I definitely gag, but that's kind of like a sexy gag. I don't know. Yeah.
Makes the guy feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
She gagged and it came up.
Oh.
So now you bam. That's why you don't like blowjobs, because you have SpaghettiO nightmares all day. Because you get all upset.
Yeah, I know. Now, see, this has like been a therapy session for you. Because now we got to the root of why you don't like
the
blowjobs.
The problem.
The root of the root problem.
So we've cheered up Debbie Downer over here.
Yeah, look at him. He's all excited. He's giving himself the death clamp again. Look who's back in the biz.
I haven't touched my cock.
Oh, come on. Do it, bro.
Just touch it real quick.
Yeah, touch it, dude. Touch it. Death clamp yourself.
Clamp it out. That makes everybody feel better.
So you didn't answer what's left on
on my to-do list?
On your bucket list.
On my bucket list.
I have a couple of people on Twitter asking if you have any desire to switch to girl guy porn anytime in the future.
No, don't do it. Don't ever do it. Don't do it.
I don't. That's what everybody says. But
don't let them
really
trick you into doing it.
I'd rather shoot it myself.
Yeah.
And then make money off.
What kind of porn do you like to watch yourself?
Yeah.
I like to watch all kinds of porn. Actually, my best friend just got on a box cover Rebecca Blue, and we took that porn and
there's
watched
a lot of blue
it.
Porn stars out
I know,
there.
I know. I was bummed to hear
it.
We Nikki
just had
Blue.
Ashley Blue, like, yeah. Nikki Blue, and now what we have?
Rebecca Blue. We got
Rebecca Blue. Blue.
So she's like, yeah, we're just like chilling on the couch. We want to watch it. So we just pop in the DVD sitting next to each other with our clothes on. Nobody was making out or anything. We just wanted to watch her scene. And our dog saw, and the first time she moaned, our dogs got together and
started fucking.
It's been a free for all fuck fest ever since.
Oh, that's really so great.
Once they hear their first moan, like a really good one,
dogs go crazy.
It gets them nuts. I don't know what it is.
That's two shows in a row. Dog sex. It seems to be a common theme on this whole.
And if you want to watch more dog sex, you produced a film that I filmed called Pet Semen Terry.
Yeah.
So nice. Google Pet Semen Terry.
Oh my god.
You'll see me and Ari fuck my dog and cat. Right?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I don't know if I want.
Yeah, you should. It's about opening your mind to what's out there.
Just explore.
Do you ever watch interracial gangbang porn?
I don't watch it. I've seen it, though.
Does it make you nervous?
Not really. Because those girls are down. You've met them. You guys have had them on your show.
Yeah, like they are. They're really laid back
and
cool.
Pretty confident in their decisions, you know? You got to know beforehand and prepare yourself. Like, that's what that's going
to
look like.
But that's so interesting to make that decision to do that kind of job. Because it's like, is that really better than working at Kinko's?
I know.
You're taking on six super black slongs.
Right.
It's like
I could bartend. For
Days. It's like, how much does that pay? Would you say a interracial gangbang scene?
Dude, I have no idea.
Like, if you had to guess,
I want to say
guesstimation.
Oh,
we're not going to hold it to you. We're not going to hold
Last time I did it, I got $50.
You got $50.
I say $500.
No, $500.
Only 500.
No,
that should be at least.
No way.
Shit.
No way.
We're like $5,000.
No
I'd
way.
Say like
really?
$5,000. Maybe 3 or 4, depending on the chick.
A friend of mine said that she was in to $4,000 to a drug dealer. I'm like, well, you better come to L.A. and do a gangbang porn because you'll be able to pay that off real quick.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but that's some good career advice.
Right.
I'm like her guidance counselor. I'm like, listen, you do it anyways.
Yeah, you don't want to be $4,000 into a drug dealer.
Yeah,
dude. That never ends good.
That never ends well.
Haven't you ever watched CSI Miami, man?
Oh, yeah, the first 48, they kill each other for $50.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
$4,000, dude? You're done. You better start doing gangbang porn.
Or move to Thailand.
There was an article that someone sent me. People love to send me anything porn. They think I'm like Tom from Porn Space. That I know every porn star. And it's my world.
Yeah,
and
we get a lot of that.
Which I'm, you know, that's
we're
not...
We're somehow interconnected, comedy and porn.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't know why.
Well, stand-up started in strip bars.
Right, I was going to say,
cabarets and stuff like that.
Tour these clubs similar to the way we tour strip clubs, just a few shows, you know, maybe one or two nights.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your favorite places to play? Where do you love to... Now, do you party every night or do you just, like, take it easy?
No, I definitely... There was the first club I ever featured. I was in West Palm Beach, Florida in October of 2009. And I went back last July. And it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows. And I had such a good time. That place closes at, like, 4 in the morning. Wednesday night, shut it down. Thursday night, went to bed at 10, was still feeling hungover. Yeah. Friday night, 5:30 a.m. They were like, go home.
Yeah, you're like, right. That's how I am.
Like, put
your fucking
on.
Shirt on and go. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that's how
Florida's
that
fun to party. Do you ever do totally. Arizona?
Yes.
Where Tucson. Do you go in Arizona?
Tucson.
Tucson's good. I'm getting booked out there. They got a really funny club out there, but I love something about desert people, man. Yeah. They love the party. The chicks are always hot. They have really low self-esteem. It's totally. Great.
They like to be where meth it's dark labs. And out of the sun.
Yeah, just meth labs.
Well, you go to Phoenix and there's way too many hot chicks there. There's just way too many.
Yeah, it's
Phoenix
weird.
And Scottsdale got some really sexy.
Well, wherever there's money, there's hot right. chicks. Wherever there's sun and money, there's
and water.
Huge number.
Yeah.
No, it's Phoenix. There's no water.
No, I'm just saying also in water, like anywhere coastal, Miami, Los that's Angeles, true. You know, anywhere you're near water, there's also hot
yeah.
chicks.
They yeah, flock that's true. To water. But there's always money there because yeah. it's always mm-hmm. good weather. Right. But chicks migrate to where the cash is.
Have the hot chicks.
You know, I'm from upstate New York where there's some good-looking girls, but it's just like, it's a different gene pool.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's so funny because you leave LA where, you know, you're getting shot down by eights, nines, and tens. And there's something honorable about that. Yeah. Then you go to your hometown where the girls think they're eight, nine, ten. You're getting shot down by fours and fives.
Yeah, that's a gut check.
You know, you're getting shot down by playmates out here. There you're getting shot down by chicks who look like ice road truckers.
Okay. True.
I know.
Tucson was fun. They were like, this is the Wild Wild West.
But I'm not afraid of a
wild,
five.
Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll take on a five.
Right on.
Because they work harder.
Yeah.
Fives work harder. You're like a nine.
Are you talking LA five or what five?
Right.
I'm just talking wherever I am a five.
Well, it's different. LA five is definitely different than Ohio five.
Well, an LA five is like an Ohio eight.
An Ohio five. An Ohio 5 is 6 foot 6, and she works at Finnegan McCool, whatever that place is. Shenanigans.
What is the lowest number you've hit?
What do you mean?
Have you ever done a 4?
Have I ever fucked a 4?
Yeah. Have you ever been like, I'm going to, okay, why not?
A chick or a dude?
Dude.
I think a dude, the lowest I've gone is maybe a 6, but you know, everyone's scales a little.
What do you look for in a guy? Are you buff guys?
No, I like guys that are smart asses.
Oh, then you're in the right place.
Lock the door, Redman. Lock the door.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
My first gangbang live. On the podcast.
And it's a podcast. It's win.
A little smart, a little funny, a little career minded.
Around the room and give everybody in this room a number.
Like, yeah, give me a number.
Give us all a number.
Oh,
give
shit.
Give us numbers and include the cat. Yeah. And
you know this number is going to be inflated, so why do you even ask?
No. Nobody's feelings will get hurt. I promise you that. And don't hold back.
Sam, I would give
honest,
you.
If you just met us all in a bar tonight and you would be and you were relatively sober, be like, and you were talking to your girlfriends, you're like, I know this guy, man. I mean, he's like a
Well, see,
six.
That's not fair because as soon as I meet her, I'd start treating her like a dick. Because I know totally girls like would. Bad boys, so I just started zinging her right off the bat.
Right?
So my numbers go down, and then eventually it would go back up later.
Yeah, you lower the bar, and then you jump over it really easily.
Yeah. You got to let hot chicks...
Lower the self-esteem.
Yeah, well, you got to. You got to let hot chicks know...
That you don't care whether you fuck
That you don't give
not.
A fuck. It's amazing how that works.
Don't. Yeah, I know, huh?
You know, it's like the problem with some Works guys is they just put girls on pedestals. They've been watching too many chick flicks.
Too many Disney movies.
Yeah, where they think girls want guys running through airports screaming about love. What they want is caveman shit.
No, we want.
You like caveman shit. You want manly caveman shit.
Dude, that's part of being a workaholic is kind of like putting work first so that everything else should come after that. You know what I mean?
100%.
Not just to understand, like, for how I would treat you, which is probably the same because I like to work a lot, but like, that's just by nature. Women, I think, crave a dude who knows how to provide. You know what I mean?
Well, that's basic primal shit.
Totally.
That's why girls like guys who remind them of cavemen. They just like that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like you're attracted to alpha males.
Totally.
Who can provide. For the chill, it's like it's primal shit.
Right.
It's so primal. It's so easy.
It's
to
so
understand.
Easy to understand. If you
that's
just
why I don't know why people are going
clouded like, up with the bullshit. And
it's all
just all
yeah,
a game,
it's all
you know?
Progressive bullshit. It's like I don't know why people go crazy on Charlie Sheen. It's like, oh what about his children? Those kids are gonna have the easiest life ever.
Yeah,
those kids.
Those boys are going to be the most popular boys.
Those boys have rich kids in their balls right now.
Yeah, they won the sperm lottery.
For
they're
sure.
never gonna. They're gonna go to the best schools. They're gonna drive the nicest cars. They're going to bang the hottest chicks, and they're going to be, because they're Hollywood royalty.
And they're going to inherit money soon, because he's probably going to croak.
Oh, I don't think he's going to, dude. I think he's going to croak. I think he's going to get out of it. I really do. So?
He's got tiger's blood.
Yeah, he does. And he's winning. He's always winning.
He's like straight up. Like I love how they ask him about his kids and shit, and he's like, hello? They're going to be like, winning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, buddy.
I love it.
I just can't,
it's,
you know.
It's true, because everyone being so shocked and disappointed and sad over how he's acting, it's like, paying attention, dude.
There's, you know what, dude? If you're mad at him because he's doing blow and banging goddesses, it's because you can't do blow and bang goddesses.
Right. He has the job and the money to be able to do whatever the fuck he wants to, and these are just a bunch of haters.
And everyone's, oh, his acting career's done good. You know, he's gonna be
pumping out movies.
I'm dead serious. Drug czar. He should be the U.S. drug czar. Finally, they give it to somebody who's actually done drugs. Right. They're always trying to solve the drug problem with a guy who's never even fucking touched the shit. No, send a guy who's done every drug under the fucking sun.
Yeah.
You know, you put the guy in charge of the Fed. He's done banking. That's like putting me in charge of, like, you know, the WNBA. I've never seen women's basketball. Couldn't care less about it. I'm the worst person to put in that. Put a guy who knows what he's doing. There's nobody better than Charlie Sheen.
I agree.
He knows where to get the best blow.
Or just make money off of podcasting, his shenanigans.
That's what he should do. I was trying to get him to do it here. But
oh, dude, everybody's like, do the naughty show, bro. Do the naughty show. And I was like, oh, man, I'd love to have you up.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, Alex Jones, who was the first person that he went on that talk show, the Alex Jones show, and he this whole thing started from that Alex Jones thing almost. Alex Jones is a friend of mine, and he's like good friends with Charlie Sheen, so I'm trying to use my connection to somehow get him on either the Joe Rogan podcast
or the Naughty Show podcast.
I think he would
podcast.
Do the Rogan podcast, because he talks about the Octagon constantly.
Yeah. So you would think he would do the Naughty Show podcast, because he loves porn stars.
Yeah, well, and drugs. He would be
the most ideal person to be friends with.
The problem is he keeps going on these shows and they keep throwing him on the bus. He needs to go somewhere where he's got support.
Support. Like
where people got his back.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's got his friends that might be good friends and stuff like that, but they're not trained for this.
He's got yes men. You know? He's got yes men.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen needs to get over.
He should come to the Dirty Dojo.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen, if you're watching, Naughty Show this Thursday at the Improv on Melrose.
I would love that.
We will get you in half off.
Half off. And I'll come pick you up so you don't have to drive.
We'll help you. You know, he needs, what he really needs is someone to help coordinate this live show that he's going on tour.
I heard. It's sold out.
Really?
Yeah, it's already sold out. What's winning. He doing? But it's like, dude,
I don't know.
You
what
could
is
go
he
out there.
Is he a demotivational speaker?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No, he's winning, dude. He's winning.
I'm winning.
He's a winner. He's banging. And, dude, the funniest thing about the goddess is, like, she's like, I quit porn. It's like, what are you, a born-again porn star? Dude, you got...
No, she got a better job.
But yeah, Brie Olsen quit doing porn. That's like when Michael Jordan retired from basketball. It's like you're walking away from a game that you were awesome at.
Right.
You were given God skills, and you're not using them now.
Totally.
Who are you? Who is the world a better place? No.
No. Just remember that. Is your world a better place?
When you're trying to act sophisticated, remember you have an AVM for best anal scene. Okay, so
nice.
Enjoy who you are.
Yeah, celebrate it.
Love
Embrace
who you
it.
Are. Yeah, definitely. Face All right. It. Well, I think we've had another phenomenal podcast.
Loved
yes.
It.
Another handful of good times.
Let me see if we got any Twitter love before we go into Sam Tripoli's 9-minute goodbye. Ryan Howard wants to know why you're wearing the bull shirt. Have you jumped ship?
Oh, wow. I just got that. I'm a 6.
Oh,
I got a 6. Red band's, you'd be a single. I'd be a 7. Red band, I don't know what you are. I think you're a 6. They just said. I'm fine with that.
Mr. Art for Life, there you go. Shout out to you, buddy. And then somebody else had one that they needed because it was their 2-year anniversary with their lady. Oh, nice. Greg Del Santo, happy anniversary to you and your lady. And shout out, thanks for watching the Naughty Show podcast. Everybody else, you know, as always, big love to you guys. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, everybody. You know, I like wearing sunglasses. I like my gut hanging out. It's my podcast. You don't like
it? He's going to do what he wants.
Go watch somebody else's fucking podcast. How about that one? This show's about us being us.
So you find Jaden on Jaden Tweets is your screen name. Is your website? What's your website?
ClubJaden.com.
Club Jaden. And you're about to redo it? Start getting some webcams
exactly,
and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So porn stars are always redoing their websites.
Well, now a lot of them are switching to making, that's how they're making money. They're selling web their own content, webcamming. Yeah, exactly. You're becoming a member. You get like a certain amount of shows. You know.
And then also Friday nights on Cinemax, Life on Top.
How many times is that a TV show you're on?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
What is it? What is the whole thing of it? Like, what do you do?
It's kind of like a younger Sex in the City, but with more sex.
Oh, that's right. My ex was supposed to
Romania.
Yeah, that's crazy. Are you doing the Romania one?
Yeah, we went for 5 weeks last August.
How was it?
It was great. I mean, Romania is Romania.
Right.
It's something else. You know what I mean?
Right. What do you mean? Yeah. In what sense? Like
it's just post-revolutionary Eastern Europe.
Right. Those Eastern European chicks?
Did you see that Euro trip where they get on the bus and they're in Eastern Europe and they're like, oh, fuck, we made a wrong motherfucking turn.
Those girls, they so don't care. Hot. They love porn. They're fucking sucking 50 cents on the dollar.
You're right. I heard like Eastern European girls, it was explained to me from someone in the industry. They were like, dude, think about it. They're like, if you want to, there's no starting out girl only. They're like, if you want a ticket to America, you're in three dicks in the ass.
Yeah.
And a plane ticket.
So in the show, did you have male sex though? Because I know.
Yeah.
It was
fake fucking. Wow. All girl dude fake fucking. I didn't get to make out with any chicks or anything like that.
Did you get hot when you have to fake fuck and you're just like, come on, let's continue
those
this?
Aren't even the kinds of guys that I'd be into. All right. Yeah, no, not at
what
all.
What kind
all...
of guys are... Yeah, we kind of talked about this. Are you dating somebody right now?
No.
You're on the market?
Yeah, I'm on the market. Yay. The only thing I've committed to is my BFF, Rebecca Blue. So we're kind of
another blue. The there's so many blues. How come
Too
there's
many
no reds?
Blues. Got one right here.
Is there any Rebecca Red?
Yeah.
I know.
What are we waiting for? Let's do it.
What are we waiting for?
Hey, can you tell us really quickly who's up for the Drunken Cast? Can we help you make a decision?
Yeah. No.
Well, you already said some of them, bro.
Top secret.
You already said
Nikki Ben said she would do it.
But does she know what's involved?
Nikki?
Yeah.
I told her what was
You said
involved.
Nikki Ben, Sarah Tiana, who else? You've already said a few of the names throughout the podcast.
Julia from Comedy Store.
Uh-huh. She's a wild drunk. She gets a little mouth
on. She's great.
This other girl that I met at Flappers, I can't remember her name offhand.
So we'll just call her Flappers Girl?
Yeah, Flapper Girl.
Is Flappers Nicole girl. Amy in the mix?
I was originally going to have her, but she's such a... I don't know. I don't know.
Wild card.
That's a little dangerous. I don't want another dangerous one. I mean, I don't want that last one was dangerous.
Yes.
I want happy. I want fun. I don't know what would happen.
I don't see Nicole Amy as, I don't see her as like dangerous bad.
No, I'm not saying dangerous bad. I'm just saying that she works at Sal's. So, you know, I don't want to.
You don't
want to
shit where you eat.
Yeah. I don't want to cross worlds.
What is Sal's?
A comedy club.
Oh, yeah. Do a lot of work with them. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he has to be there a lot.
Something like this kind of podcast should be like really, you know.
Somebody you rarely run into.
Yeah. Correct as possible.
Well, now we have
what
Jaden.
What podcast?
Now we have,
I mean the one where he's getting drunk. It has to be someone that he has no like serious issues with.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like if they never talk to you again, you'll go on with your life.
Exactly.
Right. Red Band, who's in the driver's seat? Is there anybody that's kind of like leading the race right now?
Jaden.
Of course.
Jaden.
Really?
What? All up in the mix.
No, actually, you know, I haven't. I haven't really thought.
You should think about it over a bottle.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a little practice run with the tequila. You should do a practice run with tequila.
The tequila. Yeah. I need to do a practice
run. Like, how long is that podcast going to last?
Until I die.
It starts at like 8 o'clock and then it ends when they leave the next morning.
At 8 and end at 8:30. If you're doing shots of tequila every 5 minutes...
Yeah.
Yeah, it lasts
like
an hour.
5 minutes.
Oh, it lasts them an hour. I mean, last time they drank almost that whole bottle.
Yeah.
And then she stumbled out of the room and threw up.
Took a shit in a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey liquor is kind of intense, though.
Yeah.
That's really,
at first, it was good. But then after a while, it was like, all right, I've had too much fucking honey. Right. This is too thick. The Jägermeister
was. Maple syrup.
Jägermeister was better because we mixed it with Red Bull. So it was just like, that was fine. It was just like drinking.
Oh, and that just, and you keep drinking.
Yeah.
That just
great.
Like cracks you out half. Getting you a little
I want to do it that way again. I think that was the ideal way. I don't like Jägermeister.
You should get sponsored by Jaeger.
Huh?
Right?
Well, the Drunken Podcast sponsored by Jaeger.
I would love that, but...
When you black out and get knocked up, it's Jaeger. Yeah.
They pay for your abortion.
Yeah.
they pay for my Plan B the next day.
Right? That's who,
here's your bottle of Jaeger.
Plan B should be your sponsor.
You know, Plan B is
or Planned Parenthood.
Plan B is just birth control. That's all it is. You can fucking take a shitload of birth control.
But it's got to be like the super pill, though. It can't be just like, regular.
I think it's like
30 pills packed into one.
Yeah, it's like a super pill. Yeah.
Let's make sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
Let's make sure she doesn't get pregnant.
Then we have to get a Plan C.
Plan C.
Operation Coat Hanger.
No, I'm going to suck it out of you.
Operation Plan C, fake your own death.
Hey, that's not possible, right? You can't suck a baby out of a pussy. Yeah, you try really hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, I mean, that's what they do. Are you talking about
with your mouth?
Yeah, like because they do. Like when you get an abortion, it's just like a huge vacuum cleaner. Saying, can you do it with your mouth?
Find out.
All right. I have a fetish for pregnant chicks.
Really?
Oh, me too. I've always wanted to do one. Oh, wait, never mind.
Have you guys seen that?
I've done one.
Like pregnant porno.
Yeah.
Where they're like 8-9 months. Yeah. Bust.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's a big
fetish. I have a real.
That's a weird fetish.
Yeah, I agree. I know a lot of my buddies are into that.
When I'm having a twosome, I don't want to be thinking about it.
I don't need to be shish kebabbing. Right.
Seriously, your dick has to touch the fucking head or something.
Right.
Poke the kid in the little face or in his mouth. Or what if it goes into his butt and then it's like double butt and you're not.
Yeah, Frank Soto used to talk about that. That's the baby's apartment. You can't fuck the baby's apartment. That'd be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's funny.
Wouldn't it be weird if your kid came out and it had like just a dick indent in its head?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what's up with your head? Why does it look like a dick indent?
Your baby comes out.
My daddy, fuck mommy, mama. Fuck my love.
You just got one eye poked in.
Right.
Oh, guys, what did we learn today?
Threesomes with babies.
Yeah. Threesomes with babies. Tebow, talk to me. We got a big week.
Naughty Show this Thursday, the Hollywood Big Improv, show. And then next weekend Sam and I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store all weekend. So very come nice. Say hi, high five us, hug us, love us.
Kiss us.
We will be there for you.
There will be loving. Red Band, where are you gigging?
Wednesday, Sal's, Joe Rogan Show.
Who do you got for that?
I don't remember. Oh, we got Ren Azizi, we got Lockhart, we got Brett Ernst, we got Doug Benson, and Joe Rogan. And then I'll be at the Naughty Show doing the Naughty Show next day.
I love Brett Ernst too.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's a good friend.
He's a good guy.
Good friend.
Really good guy.
Tell him I said what up. I like his shit.
How's your family?
Guido.
You don't want to start talking politics with that guy.
Or sports.
I know.
Don't start talking sports. It's just gonna get ugly. Gonna be big show, Naughty Show if you're in LA.
Yeah.
Big show. We got Nikki Benz and Matsui Max. We got the Red Band, Al Magical, so it should be huge. And then I'm gonna be again at La Jolla at the end of the month. And then in April, I'm in Toronto with Rogan, so I'm very excited about it.
Sweet.
Nice. So when are you going to be in Toronto?
On the 29th.
Oh, okay. I'll be there early April.
Oh, yeah. Hang out there. Stay a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Come see us. We're playing just Messy wait Hall.
Wait for him at Shenanigans.
And if you wanted me to 6'6" bartender, go to Shenanigans.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Shenanigans.
What's it called?
Hoolahan's.
Hoolahan's even worse than Shenanigans.
And it closed, so she's long gone. I don't even know where she is anymore.
All right.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on Death Squad, deathsquad.tv. I know it's down right now. My web host is taking a shit. We're just getting too big for this web host.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start actually showing out more money.
What are our numbers? What are we talking here?
I don't want to give direct numbers, but let's just say each episode has been getting over 100,000 lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Downloads on iTunes?
Huh?
Downloads on iTunes?
Just on iTunes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's not even including Stitcher. That's not even including Ustream.
My goal is to...
So please donate.
Donate to him because he's really busting his ass.
He's about to fold up.
All right. We don't want to shut down. Donate. One more time. New friend of the show, BFF of the show, Jayden Cole, everybody.
Thank you so much, Jayden.
Thank you guys so much. Another thing, next week we have Soma Snake Oil, who's going to come in and talk about bondage and S&M. So it should be fun. Talk to you soon. We might have Daisy on Sunday. Later.
Rock and roll, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the The kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We're a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a frolic and laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.